Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Maybe you've heard, maybe you haven't, but it is Hoodie Week here on the Men's Room.
Hoodie Week.
That's right. For those of you that don't know, a hoodie is just a hooded sweatshirt, a fairly common article of clothing from coast to coast. But what we inadvertently discovered is that there are two definitive camps in the hoodie world. Those who insist on wearing a t-shirt between their skin and their hoodie, and those who have no problem, quote-unquote, raw-dogging their hoodie, i.e., hoodie on flesh. But it's kind of like those people that go commando or underwear-free, and those who insist on wearing underwear. Look, I used to enjoy the groin-related freedom of going commando until I zip my junk in my zipper, and once was enough, so now I endure the penile prison that is underwear. A penile prison. Jesus. I also used to sleep naked, all right? That was just my go-to. It felt great until I had children who, when they were younger, would climb into bed with me. So that said, some people, adults, sleep in pajamas, which I absolutely find ridiculous, but that's what some people do. Some people even sleep with their socks on, but inevitably to each their own. But look, some people eat raw bagels. Other people, well, they insist that you take your shoes off when you walk into the house, or they need a TV to go to sleep, or total darkness. Or some people, they have to face the door when they're eating out at a restaurant, or having their toilet paper a certain way. And it might be trivial, but we all have that idiosyncratic hill that we will die on. You can tell us it's weird. We don't care. We got a way of doing things, right? So some people, their door must be shut when they go to sleep. Other people, like my father, will not let his gas tank go below half full. Some people, there's just unlucky numbers. Some people, they have to use a straw to drink anything. Some people don't like their food touching. On and on it goes. You are who you are, and let's face it. You think it's normal. Other people think you're effing bat-ass crazy. But that's what today's question is all about. What do you do that you know is different? Or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com and now watch the show live on YouTube.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin. Today we go to the movies. All soundtracks right. Aren't nearly as big as they used to be. There's a couple out there now that are doing pretty well.
But are they soundtracks of original music or soundtracks that take cool songs that we already like?
In this instance, these are soundtracks that have the most top 10 hits that are original songs for that particular movie.
Other than maybe a Disney movie. and not orchestrate it like Star Wars. What is the last movie you can think of that had a soundtrack of just all original music?
Well, because there's movies that I like the soundtrack, but they're already songs you know.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. So like those, I won't say they don't count.
Look at Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
So like, he does a great job with music, but you know.
But they already wrote the song.
With the exception of Urge Overkill, you know, covering Neil Diamond or whatever it is. But most of the stuff is just classic Layla or whatever it is.
Right. He does basically a Spotify list. Right, and he curates it well. Bless you. Why do you look at me? Look at Ted. He's a weirdo wearing a shirt.
Am I the only one?
Who's sneezing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going through this head cold? Mm-hmm. Good times.
Sweet.
Well, probably not after today, but
currently. But when we grew up, a lot of those movies, whether it be Footloose or Top Gun or, you know, anything with Kenny Loggins.
If Kenny Loggins were there, it's an original soundtrack.
Those are all part of that whole fold.
What was the last? I mean,
Ghost.
Was Ghost original music?
A lot of it was.
And when did that even come out? Was that 90s?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen a lot now.
No.
But it used to back in the day.
Like I said, Disney doesn't count. I know Moana has a soundtrack. Frozen has a soundtrack. But I mean, like...
Well, they'll pop one or two big songs. It is an original score.
It is. Well,
but
no.
These are the ones with the most top 10 hits.
We found out Even Let It Go was just basically a rewrite of some other Disney song that they'd released that wasn't successful years before that. So I can't think of the last all original movie soundtrack. You know.
Oh, I got one.
All right.
But it does have some covers on it. Jeez, I don't know. Maybe it does. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That was one that was...
Yep. That
was a big song.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of play.
I'm not sure it wasn't a cover. Because a lot of these songs, you like. Help.
They were the Soggy Bottom
I love,
Boys.
I Love Rock and Roll, Joan Jett.
That's even a cover.
That's a cover. You don't know what to
so
be a
was
cover.
So was Crimson and Clover.
Exactly.
All Along the Watchtower.
Everything Quiet Riot did, cover.
Yeah, the big ones.
You know, you don't know who Slade is until you hear Quiet Riot.
Until you heard Quiet Riot.
So it's kind of hard to tell. But either way, we've got the 10 soundtracks with the most top 10 hits coming up at 4:30 as we will sit and spin. And today, in honor of Hoodie Week, what did we discover last week on the show?
Hoodie!
We discovered that it's weird to wear a hoodie and not have a t-shirt on underneath it, according to the Ted Smith. Now, as the comments come in on YouTube, if you follow us there at KISW Rock, you will see that most people agree with the Ted Smith.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That this is absolutely ridiculous that we do this.
Ever since childhood, I've never given it a thought. My parents never, you know, usually I feel like as a guy anyway, it would be your dad that calls you out like, you've earned a shirt under that? Because he would call me out on little things, you know what I mean? Make sure you have socks if you're going to wear shoes, as a teen in particular. Never a word about the hoodie.
Right. Well, it makes more sense. What was that, like a month ago? I was tucking my shirt in, undoing my belt, and I goes, and I was just nonchalantly, I just was like, you guys always tuck in your t-shirts when you're wearing a hoodie?
Never.
And you were both like, nah, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Now I know you're not even wearing t-shirts.
No.
I almost never tuck it. If I'm not wearing a suit... which I do rarely, maybe twice a year, do I have to wear a suit? But I never tuck in my shirt.
Well, you got to tuck it in when you wear a hoodie is when you take the hoodie off. If you don't have it tucked in, it brings up your shirt.
Oh, I don't have that problem because I got no shirt.
Okay.
I got my hoodies goodies, a.k.a. my nipples under here and nothing else.
I don't like tight stuff on me. Anything.
So I don't like tight stuff on you either.
I would never, for an example.
Ted speaks for all of us.
If you were to want to make my life a living hell.
I do.
Then you would have to make me wear either a turtleneck shirt or a turtleneck sweater for a day.
I don't mind a turtleneck, man.
I don't know what it is about neckties. I haven't worn them.
Neckties are different. Look, a turtleneck should be loose fitting. It should be loose fitting. A necktie, unless you loosen your tie, like the wedding's over, a job interview's over, like you have to put this thing on like you're going to hang yourself at the end of an event. And I hate that feeling.
So, fun fact, probably
is it fun?
In the last 10 years, I have not worn a belt. I can't stand belts.
I have to wear a belt.
That's another thing I just don't like.
I didn't have a belt on yesterday, and you guys did not know it because I did not bring it up, but every time I stood up, I had to put my hand in my pocket so my pants didn't fall down, and it drove me effing crazy all day because I couldn't walk to the kitchen to get a glass of water without the threat of my pants falling down.
Maybe my cousin's wedding. I'm trying to remember the last time I wore a belt.
That was
which has been within 10 years. So every once in a while, yes, when the situation is appropriate, I wear a belt. But if not, I'm like, what the hell's the difference? All my shorts are kind of like a draw.
Do they not fall down?
No.
If your pants aren't going to fall down, then I would not wear a belt.
No.
I could wear this pair of jeans without a belt.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because if we had to walk
fast or like, you know, like, I don't know, you're going somewhere and you got to kind of make that train.
Yeah.
Then I would have to like hold them or they'd fall down.
Yeah.
So that's why, to me, it's like, you got to wear a belt. You never know when you might have to walk really fast.
I just have to wear a belt because I have no ass to hold them up.
Yeah.
Like, my pant, like, gravity's going to win that battle every time. So, like, I need the belt, man.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wearing just elastic or something. But I had drawstring pants on yesterday. I probably bought them a size too big, right? So I kept tying it as tight as I could. It didn't matter. As soon as I stood up, I'm like, my pants are about to fall off. And it's annoying. I had to get on the light rail, which is so uncomfortable. Because mm-hmm. you're going down the escalator. They have the timer when your train's coming. So as I'm getting to the station, it says, your train arrives in 1 minute. I'm just like, F. So I'm kind of jogging down the escalator, but I'm very conscious of holding my yeah. pants up. And I did make the light rail in time. I was very glad there was a seat, because all I wanted to do was sit down. Because my other thought was, if I have to stand for the duration of this ride, like, I have to keep yeah. my hands. I cannot even pull my hands out to look at my phone because my pants. Now, granted, if your pants are going to fall down in public anywhere, I promise you, the light rail is the safest place to do it.
I thought about this morning when I was getting dressed. First thing I do is put my socks on.
That's your first?
Yeah.
Then is your underwear already on?
No.
Really?
No.
I'm underwear first, man.
No, socks.
Underwear
I start from the bottom.
Because I don't want to sit down on my bed with my naked ass.
Look, it's even worse. Well, I stand up when I put my underwear on. So,
no, but do you, well, you sit put, down your to socks put your socks on.
I put my socks on first.
But are you sitting or standing?
Standing. He's standing.
You're standing from the socks?
Yeah. I stand up when I put my socks on.
I don't have the balance.
I stand up when I put my underwear on. Then I stand up when I put my pants on. Then I put my shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put my sweatshirt on or my t-shirt. That's the last thing I
really?
Do. I dress from bottom up.
I'm underwear, socks, pants, shirt, shoes. Unless it's the summer, in which case it's underwear, shorts,
yeah.
then socks. I do not know right. why, but almost religious. Maybe it's like an OCD thing, but if I'm wearing shorts, I put the socks on after I put on the shorts. If I'm putting on pants, I put the socks on before I put on the pants. It is stupid.
See, for me, if it's summertime, it's underwear, socks, shoes, roam around for a little bit, then put on the shorts.
See, okay. But that's so
weird. Your shirt, wait, is your shirt
before
on?
Your
now. So your shirt's the last thing.
Wait.
Like with me.
Hold on. Summertime.
Yeah. Okay.
See, you're wearing underwear, socks, and shoes.
Yeah.
Dude.
How do you put your pants on over top of your
shoes?
Well,
you're wearing shorts.
No, it's saying I get it in the summer. You can slip okay. shorts on.
Right.
The idea of wearing socks and shoes.
With just boxer briefs. It's awesome.
That I can't wrap my head around that. That to me is like a cartoon. You know
I like
what I mean?
To strut around the place a couple times.
That is so
get
weird.
Get that freedom in.
Maybe it's not weird.
Why don't you just not wear pants in or underwear?
Well,
just walk around. Just walk around naked. You live alone.
I don't know.
It's I walk around weird. Naked
so
all the time.
Someone broke into your house. I kicked down your door. I was going to rob the place, right? And I see you're pouring yourself a cup of coffee. You're wearing your underwear. But also your shoes and your socks.
Correct.
I'm not robbing your place. I'm like, this dude's weird. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, that's why I want to buy the hairless cat.
You ever wear a shirt without underwear on? In other words, you're winning the pooing.
No.
I have done that once because I ended up changing the underwear, but I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, this is not a good look for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Stand there in a shirt with nothing else on.
The only time you're probably going to do that is maybe if you lost your shorts in a quickie.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, you got to
yeah.
get out.
Well, that you're getting dressed real quick. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, everything's kind of forgiven in those moments, but it's a bad look. I just remember looking at myself in the mirror, and it wasn't my intent to be in this state, but I looked, and I'm like, don't ever do this. Like, yeah. I am grossed out looking at me.
Okay. When I get in the shower, I'm a washcloth guy.
All right.
So I use a washcloth. I wash my arms and my shoulders first.
Sure.
Then I wash my chest. Then I wash my giblets and my butt. Then I wash my legs and my feet. The last thing I do with that washcloth is wash my face. And
after you touch the giblets.
I know that is not the right way to do it. I don't know why I do it, but that's my order. Then I'll wash my ears out real good. Even though I've already washed my butt, I've washed my junk, washed my legs.
My ears are last, but I always start on my head, and I think part of it's because I'm bald, right? So it's not shampoo. There's no conditioner. It's just the same soap.
Okay.
So you just kind of, I just start and work my way down. So the dirtiest thing I probably have are my feet because that's where my butt juices are, but I do not return to my face.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I brush them right before I go into the shower.
But do you know anybody who brushes their teeth in the shower?
Into the shower?
Yeah. My roommate Chad brushed his teeth in the shower.
No.
He also ate the toothpaste.
What do you mean? Just swallowed it?
He swallowed it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
you don't realize you're doing, until you live with somebody, and it's pointed out to you, he didn't even realize that was a weird thing. He's like, I've always brushed my teeth in the shower.
But then, did he think it's weird? Because one of the common things, a small gripe everyone has is the dry toothpaste in the sink. Like when you have kids.
Yeah.
And all. Did he wonder, like, why does that happen? Why is there toothpaste in your sink? Why aren't you eating it?
It was just so weird to get in the shower and there is a toothbrush in there.
Yes.
And it was his. You know, fine with me. I don't really care.
Did you ever use it for anything?
But why, like, when I get in the shower.
I would.
Like, when I'm in the shower, I just don't expect to see toothpaste in a toothbrush.
No.
That's not part
it's
of
on the sink.
That's not part of the standard way that I know to brush your teeth.
You guys have never walked into a shower while you were brushing your teeth?
Like, in a hurry. So again, like, to Ted's thing, I don't know, I'm at a hotel, we've got to go. Yes, I'll do the two for one. But assuming I have time and I'm on my schedule, I will brush my teeth, rinse out my mouth, and then I will step into the shower.
And I feel like the 2 minutes you're brushing your teeth, I'm letting that water get warm.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You That's brush your I teeth do. In the shower, Mike?
I wouldn't say I brush my teeth in the shower.
But you're not above it.
Correct.
What percent? Because you travel a lot for the auctions.
I do.
Right, so you're always on a time limit and all that kind
I'd
of thing.
I'd say it's about a 70-30 split. Because, you know, I also do like to just kind of stand in the shower and let the hot water run over me and just kind of relax in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll brush my teeth while I'm doing
it. But in that warm water?
Yeah.
See, I only brush my teeth with cold water.
Well, yeah. I set the toothbrush up outside of the shower, get it fired up, and then I'll stand in the shower for a little while, brush my teeth.
In the shower. Seems like more so work you than... also brush your teeth in the shower?
I've been known to, yes.
Okay. All right. See, to me, that's just weird.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not saying I brush my teeth correctly. I'm just saying that I'm not used to getting in the shower with a toothbrush.
And brushing my teeth.
And the toothbrush in my mouth.
And strictly speaking, we should not be rinsing our mouths out after we brush.
Why not?
Because we need to let the toothpaste kind of do its work in our mouth afterwards. We need to let it sit there for like 30 minutes.
Do they tell you that?
Damn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
My dad
oh, dude, I had a mocha today, so just, it's going to be all
day. I had a mocha yesterday.
That was super loud.
I did not think it'd be that loud, but there it was.
Okay. Hoodie week.
That's right.
Oh, all in that hoodie.
Yeah, it is up in the hoodie.
So what do you do that you know is different, Ooh. Or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out to you? 206-803-ROCK. To fart in a closed door studio.
Do it, Steve.
Hello, and welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, Jesus. So what is your weird thing?
So whenever I don't know if you guys I've stopped whenever I stop at a railroad crossing I always and while waiting for the train to pass I put my car in park and just turn it off and just sit there waiting for the train to pass.
Well, it's not the worst thing in the world.
If the arms were up, I'd question you and I'd honk at you and go, "What the hell are you doing?"
What if it's like a commuter train, right? Because obviously, if it's a cargo train, you have the next hour and a half of your life. And so I get it. But if it's a commuter train, right, it's, 45 seconds? Are you still turning your car off?
Sometimes. But if I see the end of the train, I just turn it on real quick.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll do that look at the Ballard Bridge or the Fremont Bridge. If the bridge is up and it's going to take a minute, I'll turn my car
a lot of people
on.
Do that.
Just so there's not as much exhaust for the people who are walking over and everything else.
All right, that's fair. Is that something a learned behavior from your parents, or is that something you decided to do?
I just did it ever since I started driving.
Okay. All right, look.
That's not the worst thing, man.
I'm guilty of turning down the radio when I'm confused or I'm looking around for something or I need to think.
Everybody does. You're lost. Everybody does.
Yeah.
And I think you do it because you can't concentrate when it's loud, right? And because my wife does it all the time. Like, I was trying to think of something. Radio goes down. It's annoying, but I get it. Because I swear she can only not think of something if it's a song that I like.
Yep.
Somehow, I don't know, if it's music she likes, she can remember everything. If it's a song that I like, ooh, let me think for a second. Radio goes down.
Exactly.
It is a weird thing, but I think everyone does that.
So our question today, what do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ted, in honor of Hoodie Week. Would it be okay if Friday I try to wear a t-shirt underneath my sweatshirt?
No.
Just to give it a shot.
No.
You mean give it a shot. Yeah. Stick it. Point. Just, you're going to get hot.
10 toes down. Stick to it.
Well, what I'm saying is I've already done it for 4 days. I might as well see what the other side's like.
Yeah, damn.
You know? Just to find out, if, is this better to wear a shirt underneath my sweatshirt? Give it a shot.
You know, and I'm not the judge and jury here.
Okay.
I can be the executioner.
Ooh.
So, what do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? David on YouTube there says, I sleep naked, then my dog curls up next to me.
Oh, God.
So, like, D on a dog?
Yeah, man, that was my thing. I used to sleep naked all the time, right? Kids were still babies, still slept naked. Then they got to the age where they'd climb into bed in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
We know what happens at night. And I would have to reach over to a drawer in the dark, and I put on underwear. And then I realized the kids were going to come in with some frequency in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And since then, I have slept with underwear. Now, at this age, they do not come in the middle of the night, but now I've gotten used to sleeping in my underwear. Which kind of sucks. I enjoyed the... I might need to just go back, man. But also, we used to sleep... These are the things that happen, all right? So I used to sleep naked. Door was always closed. Kids at like 1.5, 2 years old, whatever. They figure out where your bedroom is in the middle of the night. They got to sleep with mom and dad. They open the door, which would wake me up, which is annoying. Climb in bed.
Yeah.
Start breathing a hot breath on you. So now, our door is wide open when I go to bed. And all of my life, up until I had children, always slept with the door closed. So for about the last 11 years, I've slept with it open, which is weird to me, but I'm used to it now. But before that, man, there was no chance. If I'm going to bed,
do you sleep with your bedroom door closed or open?
It's open now because we got used to it from the kids.
And the dog, I would have to assume.
Yeah, well, once we go to bed, the dog's not leaving. The dog goes or my wife goes. So as long as she's in the bedroom, the dog will be in the bedroom. So we could, in theory, close the door, but I'm so used to it being open now, I don't even think to close it,
which is
weird.
Ted, here's what I do at work, and I was thinking about this probably a couple weeks ago. I told Steve. I was like, why is it? Because I don't do this anywhere else. But if I'm at work and I need to take a dump, I announce it. I will tell you, if I get up, I'm going to go, hey, oh, man, that came on quick. I need to go take an S.
But do you do it? At home, if there's other people?
This is the thing.
What?
I've been married twice. Anytime I got up without saying anything, I was on my way to the bathroom. There's only one door. I am walking that direction. Where are you going? I don't know why I didn't announce it then. I should have been doing that my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, I should have been telling every single person I've been around, hey, man, I got to go take a dump. Now, if I'm out at the bar with my buddy and we're hanging out, I will not tell him. Hey, man, I got a heater coming on. I got to go take
it. Let's go to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom. I come back and go, whew, stomach not feeling very well.
Yeah, but maybe after the fact. But at work. I mean, everyone, like, hey, man, I got to take a dump. And no one has. In fact, it's been quiet. We're not even having a conversation.
Maybe it's because you don't want somebody else coming in. I don't know. I did it this weekend. No. I was at my buddy's house before we started the Seahawks game. Like, I felt the need. I don't know. I felt the need to be like, hey, just so you know, before the game starts, I got empty out again.
But we even say it like 45 minutes before you're going to do it. Like, we're
working.
I'm
brewing.
It's that, oh, man. I'm going to kill the bathroom in about half an hour.
But you're right.
Nobody asked.
Yes.
Like, I tell this story.
You could be eating.
The Hofbrau House in Munich might be one of the most, it's the most famous beer hall of all time.
Sure.
So having to poop there was awful, and I didn't say a word. Either did Miles. It was only later that night when we were drinking. He was like, oh, I had to do it too. And I was like, oh, God, it was pee all over that seat.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful. But I was like sitting there sweating bullets. Like, I couldn't enjoy the beer or anything.
One other place I will announce it. You're right. Work for whatever reason. But we'll tell each other well in advance, right? So 45 minutes, man, I'm going to take an S later. And then when you do, like, hey, man, I'm going to go do that thing I was telling you. The only other place I bring it up, and kids can be present, it doesn't matter, at the airport. Because I almost feel like you need someone to know where you are.
Yeah,
like,
hey, man, just so they know that you're.
Because
you're
I don't want to go to the bathroom at the airport, but if I got to pee, I just go. I got to go to the bathroom for whatever reason. If I got to take a dump at the airport, it's like, hey, this is apparently important for you to know, but Dad's got to go drop an ass.
Even before I get to the point where I have to go, okay, I'll fart and go. Ooh, had to cut that one off there.
Yeah,
I'll let you know that fart was very close. To not being a fart.
Or one of us would tell you. Like, well, here's someone farting. But, bro, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like being a parent.
Yeah.
There's no way that fart was safe. Go to the bathroom.
I'll say to Mike sometimes.
Sounds wet.
I got to sit down to pee because I'm scared to fart.
I did that the other day.
I did
it yesterday.
Yeah. I went to the bathroom. I'm taking a leak.
He's like, I'm like, man, I can't trust this one.
He said, I got to fart, but I'm going to sit down. And then I hear this, and he's like, see, thank God I did.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm right.
Well, that's one of those things. It's much better to be safe, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah,
if you
yeah.
have to sit down to
but
pee.
But he still had just, to tell me.
Right, because sometimes you sit down to poop and it just farts. You go, all right.
All these things are true. You just don't need to know this information from me. Oh, that's all I'm saying. I don't need to tell you this before I do it.
Yeah, but I
could just go in there and use the bathroom.
You could.
And fart. And, or maybe not.
But there's no joy in that.
Right.
There's something about letting
your
buddies
know. There's that awkward time. Like last week, Miles and I went in there at the same time to poop. And it was like, one of us should have announced it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're both in here. Right. We both went the same stall.
Well, actually, it's one of the advantages of COVID and all of our coworkers not working here anymore. But Robin was still here. And one of you guys was in the bathroom dropping a heater. Because, again, we announced this to each other. And I'm like, man, I got to poop, but we're the only people in there. I don't feel like doing that. So Robin goes, look, I'm the only woman here, and I don't have to go. Just use the women's bathroom. It just felt weird, but I did.
See, I don't think I could go in there.
You can't, because there was no one else there.
I believe you.
And Robin said, look, man, just do your thing. And then when I came out of the bathroom, I said, Robin, you might want to give that a minute before you go in.
But there was some building people who knew that at least these bathrooms were being cleaned on a regular basis because we were occupied and had toilet paper and had, you know, paper towels to dry your hands off. They come up the service elevators and walk in there and use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a million times.
I hate that.
So they could be in there. You never know.
1 o'clock every day. The cleaning guy, they're on a schedule. And it took me a minute to figure this out. But if you have to take a dump at 1 p.m. and use our bathroom, you will have company. Because a guy comes in and starts cleaning. And the thing is, you know, if I know, like, Mike, if I know you're taking a poop and I got to pee, I'm just going to pee. And then I'm done. I'm going to leave you in peace. This guy, I know he's got a job to do.
Oh, God.
But you hear the paper towel thing open.
Yes.
He stuffs them in there to the point you can't pull them out. Then he wipes the sink. But then he cleans the other two stalls around.
Yeah. But right when you're in there.
And, I mean, you see his feet. And it's like, bro, come on, man. Like, just give me a minute, man.
What do you do that you know is different? Or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-RAP.
I mean, this one ties into what we were just talking about as well as Hoodie Week. We learned about our own the Ted Smith. He'll when he's sitting down to take care of business, he'll just go commando the entire time in there.
Oh, taking the shirt off?
Yeah, you're popping the top when you're sitting down in the bathroom.
Yeah, generally I don't do it as much as more any at work, but generally, yeah. Number two, take your shirt off.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that hit you as a thing to do? Like, I just like is it an adult thing? Have you done it like as far back as you can remember?
Does your family do it?
I don't remember. I've just done it my whole life.
That's just I've never.
And I guess
thought
I'm just so used
off.
To pooping in the morning
that you don't have one on already.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, me too, but I never thought, man, I should take it off. It's the afternoon. I will say because we do rarely wear suits, most button-up shirts are a lot longer than your average shirt. So if I'm like at a wedding and I got to poop, man, and I'm wearing that long ass shirt, ridiculously long, right? Like I don't know. I feel like I'm walking through water. Like I'm holding it up around my ribs. And I always one hand around the back to make sure the tail is not hanging under my butt so as not to poop on the back of my shirt.
Like, to me, the only thing worse than, like, going to, like, a sporting event or something, let's say it's a noon kickoff, and you still know you got to poo, you haven't gotten it all out, that sucks. But I'm with you. If I'm in a full suit, it's like, no, not now.
It's always going to be where you least
I don't have time to take all this gear off.
Like in Munich or whatever. What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, compadres.
Hola.
So I recycle to the point it might be obsessive.
In what way?
Well, you know, like I was just at the fuel station. I pulled some aluminum cans out of the garbage. That's pretty typical. Plenty of people do that. I peel the tops off of Keurig pods and put them in a pop can until it's full and crush it.
It is a little obsessive. I mean, look, I'm not going to fault you for it, but that is definitely obsessive. Have you always been that way?
Oh, I don't know. Since I was early teens, probably. You know, that was when Earth first came out, and I kind of joined in with it. My
All right.
dad get, do, made do, a comment one time, environmentalists are bad for the work environment. I said, if we haven't got a good living environment, we haven't got anything.
Do you take your coffee mug with you when you go to a coffee shop? In other words, do you have a travel mug or just a regular porcelain coffee instead of using one of theirs?
Yeah, I've got a tumbler in the Kenworth. Also, the coffee grounds that come out of the K-pods find their way to the garden.
Okay.
All right. I usually use them.
That's not a bad idea.
If I weren't lazy, I would do that, but I'm lazy.
I keep a soup can next to the man fridge in the garage. All the beer bottle caps go in the soup can until it's full, and then that finds its way to the tin bin.
Well, look, man, I mean, like, you're not doing anything bad. I mean, it might be odd. I don't go to that extreme.
Right.
But the idea at the end is not a bad one.
I mean, my thing is, like, look, I do recycle, but there's, other than the recycling bin that's in the kitchen, I don't have separate recycling receptacles. So, in other words, I have my fridge downstairs, whether it's bottles or cans. Like, I will fill a bag full of cans and bottles downstairs with the bottle tops and all that, but I don't set anything different aside for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not.
And I do the same thing. Like, in my kitchen, there's a trash can, and then it's always just going to be a brown bag from the grocery store, and that's where the empty cans go.
Have you noticed that those bags are shorter?
Yeah.
It irritates the piss out of me because we go through those bags so much faster, which means we have to buy. And I know, they're like 5 cents a pop. But still, I'm like, you talk about getting nickel and dimed. And my wife thought I was crazy because she heard me, because this is just me. I'm in the kitchen. The first time I realized they were smaller, I put it in. I was like, what the F? She's like, what? And I'm pointing at the bag. She's like, what? I said, does that look shorter to you? She's like, I don't know. Maybe. I said, man, I'm telling you, these effing bags are shorter.
Probably again, easier to carry without breaking.
I'm like Joe Pesci at the drive-thru, right? So I'm losing my mind about this. And she's like, it's not a big deal. I said, like, it's not, man. But I said, here's the deal. Because of recycling and composting and everything else that we do here, I have very little trash, but we have a lot of recycling. But now I'm going through these bags quicker, which means we have to buy more bags when we go to the goddamn grocery store. So in the course of a year, I'm sure it costs me 45 extra bucks. But I'm like, it's ridiculous,
because of Ted, I've been bag guy lately. Got him in my car. Use them all the time. Put them back.
Yeah.
Do the whole thing.
We can do bags, but if you have a family of four, you don't have enough of those.
No, but I think, right, like with my, like, I finally just started using this. It's like, I go to the grocery store 4 times a week.
You do, man.
Sometimes I might just go, like, literally get 2 things.
Yep. You ever just walk out with all the stuff in your hands?
Yeah, I did it last,
like,
week.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not taking it back.
I literally bought an 8-pack of soda water, a thing of, like, turkey, and something else. I was just like, I don't need a bag. I just carry this out.
There you go.
I was sharing a hotel room with a buddy on a trip to Vegas for a few nights. He told me, I sleep like I'm embalmed. Arms crossed, on my back, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
That's just creepy.
Well, you sleep with the covers over your head.
Absolutely, man. I know,
but you don't think that. Right, I know.
I'm sure it might be weird, but
I don't think it's weird. I don't do it.
I know. I'm just saying, like, when I say I want to dark, I say what I mean. And you can't find a room dark enough unless I'm camping. So I'm like, dude, I would cut a hole in the mattress and climb in there if I had to. Like, I want it dark. I just want it dark. Blanket over
head. Do you have blackout curtains?
I don't. And I need to, because I built these houses directly behind me. It's a little weird. Like, when you open the curtains in the morning, like, oh, hi, neighbor.
I had them forever. I should get them again. They're great.
They are. I think if I had those, I probably would not disappear.
But you also lose track of time.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
You can wake up and go, oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the great thing about sleeping in a hotel room.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we did a couple of weeks ago, man. And I'm seriously, just pulled the curtains, because we were looking at the parking lot, so all the lights are directly out there. But I pulled the curtains. It was damn near pitch black. And you know what? I don't think I actually pulled the covers over my head.
Last time I had a hotel room that sounded like the air conditioning was firing up like an 8-cylinder diesel truck.
I will. 10 minutes. Like, wintertime is still great because of the curtains, but man, yeah, you get a hotel room in the summertime, turn that AC down.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like I don't want to plan anything.
99.
Yeah.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy hoodie week, fellas.
Hola. Weed week.
Is that hoodie week?
No, it's a hoodie.
Hoodie week. Hoodie.
There you
Still
go.
Sounds like weed week to me.
Weed week.
Yeah. Whoops. Okay, so I don't know if you guys ever did this, but back when I was in school, I really didn't want to bring homework home with me, so I kind of blitzed through a lot of leftover schoolwork before I got on the bus. Fortunately, some of my friends felt the same, and we kind of helped each other out, kind of teamwork. And fortunately, it did work, because unfortunately for us, we at our houses, we had a number of chores to do, especially during the summer months and even in spring. And I know it sounds kind of jumbled up, but that's only because I had one too many cups of coffee today. Sorry about that.
No,
you're flying off the rails.
Up, dude. Yeah,
we can hear it.
You sound crazy.
So what? Your thing was you tried to get all of your work done at school.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing wrong with that, man. No. That's what my daughter does. Yeah. Like, her whole thing is like, yeah, after you take the bus, I have a study hall. My goal is to have all of my crap done before I get home.
Also with the job, the last thing you want to do is not work efficiently enough where you have to take work home with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, depending on the job.
Yeah, I did not know that a lot of my peers, or at least by 25% of them, didn't operate the same way.
I'd say 75%.
Someone else told me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're hitting a little low there, man.
Yeah.
Look, man.
Well, I mean, also, I think that's a very good odd thing to have.
Yes.
It's much better than just not doing it, going home and putting it off, and the parents got to get on you. Like, that's weird little tick to have.
I always got detention. You got to stay after school, all this kind of garbage. Right? Like, when I had to do it, like, I'm going to do the schoolwork because there's nothing else to do.
Yep.
And your teachers rarely would tell you to stop doing schoolwork while you're sitting in school. But, yeah, because when I got home, the last thing I wanted to do was homework.
My rule.
Correct.
My parents' rule was 1 hour of TV a day.
All right.
So when I got home, if there wasn't something on that I wanted to watch, I wanted to watch something later on tonight, I'm not doing that hour of TV right when I get home.
No.
I'm doing my homework first, or I'm going to go out and play with my friends, eat dinner, do my homework, then watch my hour show.
Sure.
Or my hour of allotted television. So I never really, I didn't have a problem doing my homework as soon as I got in.
I don't care. When kids ask, I'm like, look, you get to make your own decisions. I don't care what you do. I just know that your homework needs to be done.
Yeah.
Right. I don't care what your methodology is. I don't care how you do it. I don't care when you do it. If it's done before you go to bed, like, chalk it up to a victory, man. Right?
Here's another. I eat everything incredibly fast. I never really gave it any thought until I was having dinner with a friend and his girlfriend, and he told me I eat like someone who just got out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Say prison of the military.
Yeah.
Our friend Dizzle, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this woman eat?
No.
It is unbelievable. And I know she's the oldest of four, so maybe that has something to do with it, but it's more like she got out of prison, which is the last thing is true of her. But we would go out to dinner, and my wife and I, like normal people, you know, we are conversing, we're eating, and we realize as we're talking to her, like, there's no food on her plate. I'm like, did you get your entree? She's like, oh, I already ate it. I'm like, it's been 2 minutes, man.
That's amazing.
I've never seen anything like it. We saw them like 2 years ago. All right? A lot of time had passed. We saw them about 2 years ago. Same thing. We went out to this big steak dinner. I mean, she got a steak, dude. You know, potato. Like, everything about this is heavy. And still, I'm just watching her eat because I knew she ate fast. It is unbelievable. It's like a piranha.
I could put my plate down on my coffee table, sit down and eat. And if the dryer goes off, I'll get up and fold the laundry. I'll leave that thing sitting there for 15, 20 minutes. I'll get up and do other things. I'll go back, have a bite. Then I'll get up, do something else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even sit down and eat a full meal half the time when I'm at home. And I know that's weird.
Yeah. I got to wait. Like, last night, right, I threw my laundry in. Once I switched out the dryer and took the T-shirts out to hang them, then I could eat dinner.
All right, that's fair. Try to get something done before you sit down, right?
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.